Let's turn in God's Word now to Exodus 35. Exodus 35, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 35. Exodus 35, verses 1 through 35. In Exodus 35, verse 1, these are God's words, so let's give our attention to them. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together, and said unto them, These are the words which the Lord hath commanded, that ye should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and badger skins and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his tashes, and his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark and the stays thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and his stays and all his vessels and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light and his furniture, and his lamps with the oil for the light, and the incense altar and his staves, and the anointing oil and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of the burnt offering with his brazen grate, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging of for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords, the cloths of service to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons, to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger's skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands, and brought that which they had spun, both of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate, and spice, and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, See, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he might teach both he and Aholiab the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple and scarlet and fine linen and of the weaver, even of them that do any work and of those that devise cunning work. And those are God's words. Well, chapter 35 gives us what should have happened the first time that Moses came down the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant, the Ten Commandments, where Israel should not have made the golden calf and worshipped it as Jehovah, and where the tablets of the covenant shouldn't have been broken. Here Moses gives instructions to Israel from Jehovah, through verse 3, concerning the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, that is applied to the whole of the chapter. And through verse 9 there, the giving of the people of Israel were to bring for the building of the tabernacle, for the ark and for the tent of meeting. Now, the last time, beloved, our treasurer of this congregation gave a report a couple months ago, he revealed that we have all not been giving as faithfully as before, and yet none of your jobs have changed, as far as we know. And so on behalf of the deacons who have been charged with making sure that we can continue financially as a congregation, have called you, in accord with Scripture, to support financially this congregation so that we can continue in worship, so that we can worship, just as the Israelites here were called to give for this work willingly, so you are called to give willingly, voluntarily, and cheerfully from your hearts, that we would continue worshiping. And so continue again, as you were previously, to give of the first fruits of the Lord that He has provided for you, if you are so willing. And then through verse 19, with all that was given, the different parts of the tabernacle were to be made and formed. And through verse 29, the peoples were stirred up. Some of the peoples were stirred up, and all who were willing came and brought their contribution for the building of the tabernacle. It's important to see here, going back to verses 1 through 3, the importance of the Sabbath. And how important the Sabbath is to the covenant and to their worship. The Lord wants His people to worship Him on the Sabbath. He wants them to build an altar and all the other parts of the tabernacle, but not on the Sabbath. To fashion the ark, but not on the Sabbath. And today the Sabbath is continually desecrated both in the world and in the church. And we are called to be faithful to keep the Sabbath, the first day of the week, now after the resurrection of Christ, to refrain from all of our works and pleasures, and to worship the Lord. The remaining verses refer to those head workmen who were brought by God's grace to see that the work was done according to God's commandment. And they're named there in verses 30 to the end. But here we are to worship the Lord on the first day of the week, putting aside our works and our pleasures and resting in the Lord. Our work, our labors, our pleasures are to be done on the other 6 days that He grants to us. And that is the fourth commandment. Verse 2, you see, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. And now after Christ risen from the dead, now is the first day of the week, today. And so we praise Him for this. Let's pray to the Lord. Our Father, thank You again for the Christian Sabbath, the first day of the week in which we gather together to worship You and rest our souls, rest our minds, rest our wills, and our affections in You. And in You alone. We are thankful for this day that You truly give us rest from our labors and even our pleasures. That our hearts would be again tuned to you and to your Son and the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we would turn from our sins and turn from the world's ways and turn unto you in faith and living sacrifice to be holy and pleasing to you. And so equip us even this day as we hear you speak to us for the week ahead, that all of our labor and all of our pleasure would be done to the glory and praise of your name. We ask for your help, for many in our congregation are sick, and we pray for their bodies, that you would heal them. We pray especially for Russ and Deanne and Jeff, Sue Yelton and Abigail. Pray for Brandon and Jeannie and Dina and Patty and others who might not be feeling well today. Pray that you would uphold them and grant them your grace, remembering that you're the God who heals. Father, we're thankful as we look around. Many were sick last Lord's Day, and some are now here again with us. We're thankful that you've healed their bodies and strengthened them, in which we give you all the praise. For you are the God who grants us in your providence to be sick, and yet at the same time, you are also the God who heals. And Father, I pray for those others not named who are not with us today. You know that Hezekiah, I think, is not feeling well. And yet we praise you for him, that you've provided work for him this coming week. We pray that you would bless him in that and strengthen him for it. We ask that you would bless us as we prepare our hearts to partake of the Lord's Supper this morning. We're thankful for the opportunity, the privilege, and the blessing that it is. We ask that you would work faith in us and strengthen us in the faith you've given. That where we believe, help our unbelief. And that your, again, name would be praised. And all here who don't know you, who are far from you, would set their hearts to sit at the King's table and to partake of the meal that he sets before us. And he would grant them faith to the salvation of their souls. Our Father, we're thankful as well for the birth this past week of Elias, and ask for your blessing upon him, that even from these youngest of days that you would turn his heart unto you, and that he would be given for your service in your kingdom for all of his days. We pray that for all of our children who are even here this morning in the womb, that you would grant salvation. And in that, we pray for that you would send the Holy Spirit into their hearts and make them alive, for only you can do this. And work as the great surgeon within. And so grant them regeneration and a quickening of their hearts, that their hearts would turn from stone to flesh, and you'd grant them the gift of faith and work faith in them, that they would believe and turn from their sins. And so we're thankful for all the covenant children you've given to us and are giving to us. Praise you for them, and ask that you would provide more blessings to this congregation, if it be your will. And those who are older now, that you would grant them to see, even in the Lord's Supper this morning, their need to sit at Christ's table, and their need for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. This morning we also praise you for a congregation that we've been praying for, that they would be provided a minister, and we're thankful that this last week they met and they called a man, Joe Smith, who's a seminary student. We pray that you would be with the Westminster congregation in Denver who called him, and pray that you would bless them and bless him, the man, as he finishes his academic training, but also in his preparation to be examined by our presbytery, that you would grant to him a recall of all that he studied, and that he would be committed to your word and bold in preaching and stand faithful and zealous for the truth of your word. That you would make him a godly shepherd, even beginning now. Father, we do pray for the other congregations that we've prayed for ministers to be provided for them. We pray for Manhattan and Houston and San Antonio and Laramie. And pray that you would provide men as they continue to look and search for one who would preach your word and shepherd the flock. Father, we do thank you today that you're the God who watches over us, who cares for us and provides for us. We pray that each one here would be faithful in giving of the first fruits that you've provided, not so that we could be flamboyant or showy in our worship, but that we would be faithful to worship you. That even in the future that you would grow us to such an extent that we'd be able to plant another church because we are here for the growth of your kingdom. And so we pray that you would destroy Satan's kingdom and build up your own. Even as we go forth from here and by your Spirit and grace that you would work in us as weak instruments storming the gates of Hades. And not even those gates could stop us with the good news of God, the gospel, that those gates could not stop your strength and your Holy Spirit from being poured out, and that you would bring in all your elect from the four corners of the earth, and you would cleanse sinners of their sinful ways and their guilt in Christ's sacrifice and his blood shed alone. And so, Father, bless your people. Make us to be a faithful people unto you. Turn us from our sins, that we have broken your commandments in thought, word, and deed. And turn us to Christ, your Son, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.